Committee on Rules and Legislative Administration will come to order. Representative Fenton, did you get a chance to review the minutes?
Thank you, Madam Chair. I did. I move the minutes for April 26, 2016.
Senator Fenton moves the minutes. Is there any discussion, questions, or changes? Representative Fortman.
Did you just call her Senator, and did she actually read the minutes?
Did I call you Senator again? I think I've done that before.
If you really want to correct the record, you called me Senator all week long.
That's a hint.
Is that a hint that she running for the Senate?
Looks like she's got to wait.
Not going to be back next
week? Representative Nelson, I certainly hope not. I apologize for the insult, Representative Fenton. I don't know what came over me. And yes, Representative Fortman, I'm sure Representative Fenton read the minutes. Any changes or discussions? Discussion. Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Minutes are adopted. I move the calendar for the day Monday, May 2nd, 2016, and for notes for Senate File 2227 and 2539, we intend to take the Senate language. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Members, please note that a 24-hour pre-filing period for amendments to these bills is now in place. I move the adoption of 2016 R23 resolution on waiver of dates. Mr. McCormick, would you please describe the resolution?
Madam Chair, members, House rules allow calendaring to be done in a more expedited fashion after a date that the Rules Committee waives. So, for example, right now we have to calendar by 5 p.m. the previous day if we want to hear a bill, but after we adopt this, the Rules Committee will be able to calendar a bill at a moment's notice, and the fiscal calendar can be calendared by the Chairs of Taxes and Ways and Means with a two-hour notice.
Any questions? Representative Freiberg.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This may be for Mr. McCormick. What day has been, do you know, like, the last couple days that this has been done in previous sessions?
Thank you, Mr. McCormick.
We vary in times. In 2015, we did this on May 14th, 2014 on March 18th, 2013, May 17th, 2012, March 14th, 2011, May 2nd. I could go back 10 more years if you'd like, but I think those are kind of some indicative dates.
Thank you.
Is there any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. I move that Joint Rule 2.03 be waived for House File 3829 and that it be referred to the General Register. Representative Erdahl, are you here? Would you like to discuss your bill?
Representative Earhart.
Representative Earhart. Was that Earhart or Erdahl?
Try to get him to the Senate.
I think others have been confused by that. Representative Erdahl, please describe your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair and members. This is the Lessard-Sams portion of the legacy bill that we do as an annual appropriation. The other three categories are biennial appropriations, and so after the changes made due to the February forecast, which indicated we had less sales tax money available, we have, I believe it's $107,777,000 to spend, and it has been allocated into four areas by the Lessard-Sams Council.
Thank you very much. Any questions? Representative Gunther?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. What do we usually have? You say this is less than usual. What is usual?
Representative Erdahl.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Gunther, it would have been $115 million this year, which is about what it is, but we had to make some reductions.
Any other discussion? Seeing no other discussion, all those in favor of the motion, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The motion prevails. Members, we are done. Meeting adjourned.